Chapter 189. There is a point to be made somewhere, that despite the fact that this is the woman who saved Thetis, not just once, but twice, ignoring the multiple times she saved Thetis within counteracting one of the threats to it, is also the woman Orlais thinks they can control. It would be amusing if it were not so insulting, Leliana says. Who do they think we are, exactly? Pushovers, apparently, Cullen replies, running a hand down his face. The problems with saving the world never end, Josephine says, as she sorts letters. The world continues to be full of problems, inconsequential or not. Hopefully, our duty is to the consequential matters, Cullen says. Such as, what are we to do with this army? Despite the numbers that have returned home, there's a significant portion that remains with us, and an even growing number who keep coming despite it all being over. Reconstruction, of course, Josephine answers. But after that, I don't know what our Inquisitor is considering. Skyhold's holdings swell by the day. Leliana leans her hip against the war table, arms crossed as she surveys the map. And those who would oppose us seem only to be growing more foolish by the moment, without the larger threat of Corypheus and his Red Templars over us. They think to succeed where he failed. The Inquisition and Inquisitor have made enemies. This we knew, Cullen says. What I would like to know is how so many of them keep finding ways to get at us. Too many people coming in and out, not enough security. Leliana clicks her tongue. Not our fault. There are only so many background checks and guards we can have around at once. Procedure and logistics and other such things. The Inquisition is weak on the inside. Vulnerable. We never expect an attack from within our own walls. We're working on that, Josephine says. There's time for us to focus on other things now. Any word on Solis, Leliana?
None. He's gone. Vanished.
Leliana's mouth turns sharp. How do these people keep slipping past mine? Surana, Morrigan, Blackwall, now Solis? Who next? Will Cullen actually reveal he's from Orlais?
Cullen balks.
Josephine hides her smile behind her quill. Leliana. I'm just saying, Josie. Leliana sighs. I've had enough surprises. She curls her hands around his. Is this forgiveness?
Blackwall, she says, quiet and tired and weary. Enough.
His hands ache from the sword. His arms ring with the strikes against his shield. His skin feels shrunken with sweat and salt and heat and blood and damp.
I am well,
she says, because she's all he has now. He swore himself to this girl, and he's had enough with breaking loyalty for 1,000 lifetimes. She gave him another chance. He doesn't deserve any more chances. He is the stupid mongrel. Maker. Her hands are small and fine, but calloused and scarred. Knife here, arrow tip there. Burn? Electricity. Fire? As she works his hands out of fists. Gloves, sweat-soaked, and hot with battle.
I am well,
she repeats, gently setting the sword down and taking the shield off his arm. Blackwall breathes, and she looks at him expectantly, until he takes off his helmet. She smiles, a quick one of her small ones that make him think of tricks and illusions, ghosts.
Thank you,
she says, and he can't thank her enough, not with this blade or shield, both of which she gave him. prizes won and remade for him. To fit your hand, she says, when she hands the hilt over to him. For you, my guardian especially. To fit you, she says, when she places metal oars in his hand, as if to see which would become a part of him. Maker, he can't even make it up to her. Everyone seems to know it but her. Blackwall remains quiet, and Llewellyn looks into him until he bows his head and looks away. Coward. Maybe this is what he wanted. Maybe this is why he turned himself in. Her kindness was too good, too damn fucking noble for him. Better to die and not deal with this. But here he is, alive, faced with the full brunt force of her blessedness, and him like this. He is a coward.
There's a reason why Varric calls you hero, Llewellyn says,
and when he dares to look up, she's already gone, like a trick or a ghost, and Blackwall breathes a sigh of regret. This is the part where Sarah says something like, I told you so, about Solas being a giant prick. This is where she tells Llewellyn, I told you so about your gods not being real, and how the Dalish got it all wrong, and about how you were the one being stupid about it all this entire time. This is the part where Llewellyn defends it all to her last breath. This is not that part. This is the part where Sarah is crying and she can't stop, and her face is running with snot and salt and everything gross, because they never got the Inquisition cookies to taste good enough to blot out the memory of Pride cookies. And now she hates Pride cookies even more, because she knows enough to know what soulless means. This is the part where not even Dagna can get her to stop crying shit all over the place, and where Sarah's hands shake too hard for her to do anything fucking useful. Not that she can. This is the part where Sarah wishes she weren't such a shit to Llewellyn, and that she should have fucking nailed Solas's ass to a wall when she had the chance. With something set on fire. Llewellyn is pale, like one of the corpses they dredge out of the lakes. And Sarah wasn't there when they found her in the Alluvian thing, but she was there when they brought her out of it. Blood and the smell of death. She was missing the fancy part everyone said was her important part. Sarah thinks that she was missing the important part that everyone says was her fancy part. They had to restart her heart. Twice. It was scary, and the demon was scarier because he wouldn't shut up, and everyone looked like it was, and it was soulless, and the demon couldn't even stay in focus because it was soulless. And it was him, and they trusted him, or at least Llewellyn and the demon did. And that's terrible because Sarah knows how much it hurts when the people you look up at and the people who take care of you hurt you by lying. This is the part where Sarah shakes Llewellyn and says, don't do that to me ever again. This isn't. This is the part where Dalish screams for stitches and Sarah can hear it through the door, because Llewellyn's heart stopped again and someone needs more lyrium to keep her alive. This is the part where, whether anyone knows it or not, the Inquisition ends.